And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is Tuesday, and it's the fourth Tuesday of the month, which means an opportunity for us to catch up on everything going on over in Pottawatomie County. We have three different guests standing by here this morning. Later on, we'll get an update here from Jack Alston from EcoDevo and Peter Clark, Public Works Director in Pottawatomie County. And I kick things off first, though, with Nancy McCarter, who's the Pottawatomie County Clerk, on kind of an election update. We're about a week out now from the November 3rd general election. And Nancy, I know you have some numbers you're going to share with us this morning.
Sure do. We've been busy, and we've set in some records, just like everybody across the United States. We've already processed 4,899 voters. That's concluding mail and walk-in. For our mail, we've had a 64% return rate, so we're still doing good on that. 64% of the ballots have been returned that have been mailed. And to remind people, we do have a drop box outside. If you're not comfortable mailing it or bringing it into the building, there is a secure lockbox by the north door, and that is checked twice daily. Our walk-in voting, we don't have lines. If there is a line, you might wait 2 or 3 minutes. But we currently have also set a record for registered voters. We're up to 16,887 for Pott County. And just to remind people, early voting is still going on. Today from 8 to 4, Wednesday, Thursday from 8 to 4, and then Friday we'll be here from 8 to 6. And then Saturday, the 31st, we'll be here from 9 to 1. And you can early vote up until Monday noon. That would be November 2nd. But I would encourage you to not wait till Monday, because we're going to be pretty busy in the office, and I don't want people to have to wait in line.
Yeah, absolutely. Get it done. Yeah. And, make sure you don't forget to vote. That's the most important thing.
We've had a lot of people walking in and voting, and my staff's doing a great job. We've already processed 900 walk-ins, and that's a lot for Pott County.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And with the mail ballot drop box there, I know we saw some national reports of incidents with those. There's one in Massachusetts where a fire was set. Those are emptied daily after they...
They're emptied twice a day, once in the morning and once right at 4. And we've probably had 200 ballots put in that way, and we have no trouble. We have a security camera on it, and Pott County people are pretty decent people, and we haven't had any trouble.
Good, good. As far as other drop boxes, is that the only one you have in the county?
That's the only one I have, just for security reasons. I wanted it close. I wanted to be able to have staff check it twice a day, because I send two people to take them out. And this office runs with 5 people. So staff becomes an issue if you've got to send somebody across Pott County, which is a large county, and then get them back twice a day. So we decided to just have one. And it's open 24/7. So, take a drive to Westmoreland. It's a beautiful drive.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. Mm-hmm. As far as applications for mail ballots, the deadline for that is today, isn't it?
Absolutely. Today, we have only 10 right now. But if you want your ballot mailed, we need something today by noon. And that is an application. Call the office if you want one emailed back and forth. Or I don't know how else to get it back and forth before today at noon, other than email it back and forth, because it has to be signed by the voter.
Okay. As far as election night results, how confident are you that we'll have final numbers on Tuesday night?
I won't say final. I'll say unofficial numbers. Yeah, we should have those. I would hope no later than 9 or 10.
Okay.
Yep.
Always curious, because especially with all the uptick in mail ballots, you just don't know. And I know that's going to take a while to count those in, but as far as
I have an advance board coming in to open those, separate them, and get them tabulated. I'm bringing in a whole new set of people to do that.
Okay.
They're going to be working on them as soon as they can election day.
Great. As far as your volunteers out there, have you been well staffed for that?
I hate to say too much because, yes, we are. I don't want to jinx it, but we have had a tremendous list of volunteers that help. We can't even use them all. We have a great backup list. I've been doing this for 23 years, and this is the first time I've ever had that large of a reserve of people wanting to help.
Wonderful. And this is your final one, so.
Yes, this will be it. It'll be one for the record book, that's for sure. Oh. I won't forget it.
Absolutely. Well, obviously, encourage people to vote there. Again, advance voting continues through Monday at noon. And I think it's great that the state offers these Saturday opportunities for voting. I know that's kind of something that's happened in recent years.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I hope we have more. We're here till 1, and not a lot of people show up, but we're not going to give up. We want you to get out and vote. So we'll be here from 9 to 1, and I guess you can wear your Halloween mask if you want.
All right. Well, we sure appreciate the update here on the elections.
All right. And appreciate you.
We'll talk again real soon, Nancy.
Very good. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you so much. Nancy McCarter joining us here on In Focus. We'll take a break here in just a moment, but I'll bring on Peter Clark and Jack Alston here on the program as well. Introduce them. Peter, thanks for joining us here this morning.
It's my pleasure.
And Jack Alston, we appreciate you being part of the program as well. And we'll get Jack on here in the next segment. I'm going to take a quick timeout, and we're going to talk public works projects, and EcoDevo's got some nice awards to talk about. We'll do that here after the break on In Focus.